Gel manicures, you probably have gotten one or two in your lifetime, right? But are they actually really bad for you? Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what is going on? Like, all of a sudden, we're not supposed to be getting gel manicures anymore?
This is a new study that just came out in the middle of January. It's in a journal that's pretty respected called Nature. And it talks a little bit about the UV light that's used to dry the nails that you actually need when having a gel manicure. So the UV light is what the study is highlighting as dangerous to the nail and the nail bed. And unfortunately, the news isn't great. This study sort of summarizes what some other studies before have said, and it looked at people that use gel manicures chronically. Some of them came up with rare skin cancers. Others had damage to the nail bed, premature aging. A little bit dangerous, and a lot of dermatologists are cautioning women not to get gel manicures.
I'll say, all right, I have so many questions. Okay, so gel manicures have destroyed my nails. Like,
right.
Usually, like,
it's a thing.
Right, so usually they grow back stronger, and then I wait like 6 months, and then I get it again, and then I do it like a vicious cycle. But they're not getting stronger again. Have I reached a point in my life where I've destroyed my nails forever because of the gel manicure?
I think the issue is that a lot of the damage that's done to the cuticles and the nails based on these UV rays is something that can be reparable. So your nails and the cuticles will repair themselves. The issue is that, you know, if you stop doing these gel manicures and you stop exposing yourself to the UV light, the nails and the cuticles and the hands will hopefully bounce back. But unfortunately, you know, for the hand, the skin, the loss of collagen and elasticity is something that's going to remain there. But I think your nails will go back to normal if you just stop doing the gel manicures.
You know, Doc, this makes me kind of nervous here because don't they use like UV lighting when they're doing like tooth repairs too, right? Is this the same type of thing? Is this just a study that they haven't gone into yet?
Well, and you know, that raises another issue, right? We're all exposed to UV light when we go outside. The problem is that if you concentrate that light for a period of time and you do it over and over again, that's when the damage occurs. Usually in a dentist office, it's an LED light that's not going to do the same sort of damage. It's not UV light pointed at your eyes and pointed at your face in order to, you know, in your mouth to light up your teeth. It's usually a high sort of density LED light. Fortunately, it's not UV radiation. But when it comes to these nails, and in order to polymerize the nails, that's what it's called, UV light is required for a gel manicure. So some women that are up on these studies will go in and actually say, you know, in the manicure place, I don't want UV light. And they're told that it's LED, but it isn't.
Are powder manicures still cool, or do we have to X out those two?
Fortunately, powder manicures tend to have a higher safety rating than the gel manicures. But again, what I want to caution people is that more studies need to be done in order to summarize this cause and effect. And so, you know, I often find in medicine that women are used as guinea pigs, unfortunately, and there aren't a lot of studies out there talking about gel manicures, talking about UV light, but the best news and the most caution comes from dermatologists who really caution women from getting gel manicures over and over again.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.